Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. About 600 or 700 years before Isaiah appeared on the scene as God's prophet to the Israelite people, God had promised through Moses that they would enjoy wonderful blessings if they obeyed his voice. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. In the same chapter, Moses warned, But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments and statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and shall overtake you. Deuteronomy 28:15. From that time onward, the history of the Jewish nation was somewhat checkered. There were times when the Israelites lived close to God, but many other times when they did not. During the reign of King David and of some of the other kings, the nation prospered, both spiritually and physically. But there were other times when they forsook the Lord and turned to idols. They either forgot the promises and the warnings God had given through Moses, or they did not care what God had said. As a result of their rebellion against God, they were standing on the brink of Babylonian captivity when the 8th century B.C. prophet made a great effort to get the people of Israel to return to their God. Isaiah was troubled by the sinful condition of God's people. Even though God had disciplined them in various ways, the Jews had not returned to God. From the sole of the foot, even under the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah 1:6. God had given the Israelites numerous opportunities to repent, but they had not done so. So Isaiah tells them God has brought on them what he had revealed in Deuteronomy 28. God had not forgotten them. They had forgotten him. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Isaiah 1:7-9. What Isaiah described was only the beginning of sorrows. The situation would get much worse until God would exile his people in Babylon for 70 years. The whole country was desolate. The cities of Israel had been burned with fire. The people were languishing because their fields were not producing adequate food for them. The daughter of Zion, probably the city of Jerusalem, was left like a watchman's booth in a vineyard. It was like a hut in a cucumber field, and like a city that had been besieged. The nation would have already been completely destroyed, like Sodom and Gomorrah, had not the Lord of Israel left a very small remnant. Isaiah painted a very dark picture of the moral and spiritual conditions in the nation of Israel. Many modern theologians probably are troubled by this negative approach. But the New Testament is no less explicit about the consequences of rebelling against God. Paul admonished the Galatians, Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:7-8. The Bible's message is very plain. We cannot do wrong and get by in the day of judgment. I hope and pray that these lessons from the great book of Isaiah will help us to be better Christians and to be better citizens of our nation. Thank you, and may God bless you.